And we are back here live on WWNN 1470 AM, 95.3 FM, and 96.9. And we are answering your questions all across the nation at 888-565-1470. But before we go back to the phone lines and give out some prizes and continue our 13-year party, we've got Stacy Holler on the line. And I know we want to talk to Stacy because... Stacy better tell us something good, because I'll tell you what, technology is not our friend here at WWNN at this very minute. So let's see if we've got Stacy on the line.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
I'm hanging on as best I can through this wonderful retrograde.
Stacy, hang on. So,
I'm trying like most people I know. This has been particularly brutal for some people.
It has. It's been a difficult time, but I've got to share with you, Stacy, that it's really casting onto everyone a lot of things that are not working or haven't been working, or injustices, things that haven't been right, and it's kind of shining a light on it, and things are happening so people notice so that we can make changes. That's what I've observed from sitting across from all of the clients that I've sat with over these past 3 weeks of this Mercury nightmare retrograde. So it's been interesting to see how it plays out in people's lives. And I know you had a couple of things happen around you, and it shines a light on things that aren't being done properly. And so from this chaos, we can get some order at the end of the day. So we have to all hold on to that, is the feeling that I've been getting. How do you feel about that?
You, as always, Sarah, share the truth with us. I mean, if you even look on the bigger picture of this retrograde, we've had some pretty major dramas that are really saying, pay attention. You need to fix this, to your point. So you turn on the news, we see it, and I think we're seeing it in our personal lives. The little glitches, the technology, well, that just comes along with the territory.
It does. It does. And, you know, we go with the flow here at the studio. We're kind of used to little things happen here and there. But in 13 years, I think maybe we've had 10 things happen over the course of 10 years. 13 years, so it hasn't been such a big deal, but I guess it's easier to notice when it happens a couple of weeks in a row. During Mercury retrograde, we've kind of come to expect it, and lucky for me, spirit keeps talking, so as long as I don't get myself too distracted with it and I focus, we get there anyway. And that's why I want to tell the listeners, you know, you can get there anyway in spite of Mercury retrograde if you just focus and pay attention. So Stacy, now Mercury retrograde is going to come to its close in the next couple of days. So please tell us, what can we expect in this transition time? It's a new month. It's new energy. We're talking to you right at the birth of this new moon that happened on Monday. So tell us what's coming up.
Well, I do want to share with everybody that, yes, things are going to start to ease. So it is a month of a lot of energies, as you said, that we just had the new moon. Mercury is going direct on Friday, but we know it has a shadow.
Yes.
So the energy still lingers. So I would recommend, even for the first 5 days after it goes direct, try not to do anything major or move forward, because we still are kind of easing out of that energy. But we also have a full moon in Sag on the 14th, and we also have Venus, planet, and Uranus, planet of, I think I'm going to throw a bomb at you to make you change some things you're doing.
Right.
They join forces on the 11th. So I wanted to give everybody in their sign how you're going to be affected by some of these things and sort of how to navigate through the month. How's that?
That sounds great, Stacy. Let's roll and see what's happening.
All right. So we'll start at the top with Aries.
Yes.
Now, Mercury is going direct in your house of money. So that means that you could start making plans. You could move on and figure out what you want to do with your money and how it aligns with your values. Mm-hmm. Uranus might shake it up a little bit, so you might have to take some risks. And the full moon in Sag for you is in the house of how you view the world. So get rid of your limited views and start to see the big picture. Now, Taurus. Mercury is going direct in Taurus. So for you, it should bring some clarity, some new perspectives, being able to see things clearer. When Venus and Uranus chimes in, you might get a little shift in a relationship, a new perspective on partners. And the full moon is in your house of intimacy. So be sure to protect your boundaries and be who you are in those relationships. Now, Gemini, happy birthday, Gemini, and happy birthday, Sarah.
Yes.
Mercury is going direct in your house of spirituality. So it is a good time to be really close to your intuition and follow your gut. The full moon for you in Gemini is in your house of partnerships. So it's a time to figure out which ones need changing, which ones you want to get stronger, to really reevaluate that. Now, my Cancer friends, Mercury is going direct in your house of friends and groups and communities. So get out there, start connecting, start networking. The full moon for you folks is in your house of your daily routine. So look at your health, look at what you're doing every day, and make sure you're on the path of taking care of what you need to do for your own health and well-being. Now, Leo, Mercury is going direct in your house of career. So now is the time for you to start moving forward and setting your sights and your goals. And all the other planets, Venus, Uranus, Mercury, they're encouraging you to get out in the public, share your vision with folks, and really it's time to move on for you. Now, Virgo, Mercury's going direct in your house of how you view the world. So go on an adventure. Have some new surprises that Uranus will throw at you along the way to expand your view of the world. It also has you focused with the full moon on your home and family. So go soothe your soul around the full moon in your home. Now, Libra, Mercury is going direct in your house of close, intimate relationships. So that should help you see things more clearly and rethink your boundaries. And the full moon will help bring clarity to your communications. Something that you've been wanting to express for a while, you might be able to have a breakthrough, Libra, on the full moon. Now, Scorpio, this is about for you. Mercury is going direct in your house of relationships and partnerships, so things could become clearer for you coming out of this retrograde. And then when Venus and Uranus come together, they might throw a little kick in a relationship. Maybe it'll go in a new direction. Maybe you'll see it in a new way. But the full moon, when it comes to being, that will make you focus on your own needs. Now, Sag, Mercury direct is in your house of everyday life and routine, so now you'll be able to get a hold on it, put things into place, get your daily life in order. And the full moon is in Sag, so for you, you'll have new revelations about you and who you are and what you want and what's coming for you. And Capricorn, Mercury's going direct in your house of creativity. Be inspired. Express your artistry, your ideas. Venus and Uranus could really kick the fire up for you and maybe bring in a new romance. And the full moon in Sag for Caps, that's in your house of spirituality. So take the solitude you need around the full moon. And Aquarius, Mercury's direct in your house of the home. Start to take care of yourself. Maybe there might be a shift in your home when Venus and Uranus kick in some way. But the full moon is a great time for you folks to be networking and take a look at the friends and the people you want to be with. And then Pisces, for you, Mercury's direct in the communication sector, so it's time to speak up, say what you mean, and mean it. You might get some unexpected news when Venus and Uranus team up, maybe from a lover. And the full moon is in your career house, so there might be big news for you on the professional front as well around the full moon. Something's lighting up there for you. And then, Sarah, at least at the end of the month, we'll have a new moon in very nurturing Cancer on the 28th for all of us.
Well, we're going to need that, Stacey, for sure, after all this. But it's going to be an interesting time. And I look at this interesting time as this mid-mark of the year, right? We're coming into the 6 months to close of 2022. Can you believe it? It's difficult to even fathom. But what I've come to see is, and I want everyone to notice, how far you've come in spite of the obstacles. It's been a great time to evolve, and many of us have evolved emotionally, spiritually, financially. We've had to make some shifts and changes. We all dug down deep, got creative, found ways around what used to be, and created a new way of looking at things, even if it was against what we really wanted to see, because maybe it was changed and we weren't ready to let go. But I really want everyone to take this information that you, Stacey, have given them and see, what do I need to let go of? What can I really embrace in this new moon energy that will give me a new fresh feeling, a new fresh outcome? And as that builds momentum by the end of the year, where would you ultimately love to be as you tune into 2023, which will be here sooner than we all think? The days are going by quickly. So, Stacey, we want to thank you because I know that you take a lot of time to look at everyone's sign and bring them the best information. And I encourage everyone, you've been on our show for over a year now, and many of our clients or students have had a session with you. Tell our listeners, where can they have a session if they want to understand, you know, their sun sign, their rising sign? How do they come to understand what the planets are doing for them in this year? I know, for instance, you and I talked about my solar return. It was just my birthday, so we're going to talk about what this year brings for me. So tell them what they can learn from you and how to contact you at your website.
Well, thank you, Sarah. The big crux of an astrology reading at first is understanding your life plan. What did you come here to do and learn? And really understanding that it is your plan that you created. And when you refer to your solar return, Sarah, then what we do is we look at every year. It's like a new birth chart for that year individually for you that tells us the things that you're going to be working on that year.
Yes.
So it is very enlightening, and it's very, you really get a chance to own your life and realize that none of us are victims, Sarah, right? We have the abilities to use the energies and to move forward. And this is just a wonderful tool to give us that kind of information and shine the light on how to help us.
Absolutely.
So I'm happy to talk to and meet with anyone. You can find me at destinyinthestars.com. And we do many different kinds of readings, whether it's your birth chart or your solar year, or just questions on what the heck is going on in my life now.
Right. And I also love the fact that you do birth charts for little babies when they're born. So if someone knows someone is having a baby, it makes a great gift to give them the opportunity to get their new baby's child, their birth chart done, their new child's birth chart, so that they can understand some insight on their child's personality. Well, everyone, you can reach Stacy Holler at destinyinthestars.com and just visit her website. You can also learn more about her on sarahspiritual.com. Stacy, as always, a pleasure having you here joining us. And we are on June 1st. Off we go into this wild unknown of what comes next. But we are all in the driver's seat more than we realize. Thanks so much, Stacy.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
You're welcome. Bye for now.